Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together. A Prayer to Love the Father by Tiffany Tebolt, read by Leah Martin. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that's in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and pride of life, isn't from the Father, but it's from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires. But whoever does the will of God abides forever. 1 John 2:15-17. Don't touch that. It's hot. Don't cross the street without looking both ways. Don't open the door to someone you don't know. These are all things we tell our children as they're growing more mature and becoming more independent. We tell them these things over and over until we begin to see them practice them as habits on their own. We're not giving them these instructions to ruin their lives, but instead to teach them wisdom about avoiding pain, so they can be better equipped to go explore their world. The writer of our verse starts out this chapter by saying these words, "My little children." Just as any child is tempted and filled with intense longing when entering the toy store, we too, though older and more mature, are also tempted by all that the world proclaims is good. Fame, success, material things, prestige, status, social media impact, self-image, the list could go on and on for a very long time. Turn on any show, movie, podcast, talk show, or just scroll through social media, and it's very clear that what the world deems important is very far from what God's standard for our life is. Our verse today speaks of this perfectly. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and pride of life is not from the Father, but it's from the world. This verse is a command for us to re-examine our thoughts, our actions, and our priorities. The command is very clear. There's absolutely no ambiguity in it. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father isn't in him. Take a few moments right now. Examine your intentions, your actions, your habits, your attitude. Are they echoing the world's mantra of me as the God of my life? Or are they glorifying God, serving others, sharing the gospel, pointing others to Jesus? Everything in this world is fading away, but God will endure forever. Who is your God? Is it materialism? Is it prestige? Is it affirmation from others? Is it embracing a lifestyle that keeps God confined to a Sunday morning time slot? Our verse says this, the world is passing away along with all its desires, but whoever does the will of God abides forever. So how do we live in the world, but still do the will of God? We can start by making our life one of worship. We all must work, care for others, and do the daily tasks that our jobs and lives require. As we do, though, we can intentionally seek God in every moment. We can fill our homes with worship music. We can read and listen to the scriptures. We must seek out friends who are also pursuing God. Moment by moment, choosing the things that keep our eyes on the Lord will put us in a position of knowing what God's will is for our every situation, attitude, and decision. I pray that today we'll find you looking to Jesus more, loving him more, and finding yourself abiding in his will. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you today asking that you fill me with hunger, with a burning desire to keep my eyes, my heart, and my thoughts on you. Teach me, guide me, and fill me with a clear understanding of what your will is in my life. May every worldly desire fade away, and let my life be a clear reflection of who you are to those around me. In your name I pray. Amen. Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
This is Chris Christensen, and back in 2006, I started a simple project. A project to try and introduce more people to the Bible through Bible study called the Bible Study Podcast. It's a simple name and a simple idea. Each week, every week, we study one chapter of the Bible, talk about what it says, and what that might mean for us today. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for the Bible Study Podcast on your favorite podcast app.